Blog Talk Radio.
How you heard about free lawsuit and your question. The first caller, what is your name and how did you hear about free lawsuit?
Hi, my name's Peggy, and I heard about you on SGT Report. Oh, did you hear me? No, I paid them the entire offer in compromise. When I turn down the volume on my computer, I can't hear you. Let's say about 30,000. Single. No children. Okay. Is that better? I can't hear you. Hello?
Hi, my name is Ryan, and I learned about you from YouTube. I've been watching you for a couple of years. Came on. My name is Ryan, and I heard about you on YouTube. I'm just needing to know if I should file my state and local income tax forms. I live in Ohio and city of Delaware.
only two of them there is. Most of them, almost all of them, have their state tax form and or laws be based on federal tax laws and forms.
Okay.
I'm unmuted.
Okay. And we're just going to get back to me. We're going to call you out.
I'm unmuted. My name is Craig. I heard from you from a friend and subscribe to your channel. The question I have for you is that 2 years ago I had early withdrawal my 401k and because there was no penalty, that was right at the beginning of COVID. So I withdrew my 401k, and then the next year, next filing season, I filed taxes that year. Now they were aware that I owed 10%, and I decided to pay what I owed. I started to pay what I owed in three separate payments. But now that I'm awake to the fraud of thinking I have to constantly file every year, now I don't want to do this, but I still owe two more payments to them this filing season. What should I do? Basically, now I had been doing delivery for about a year, and now I got a bunch of 1099s. I had you on volume there, so you're probably going to hear some feedback. I apologize about that. So basically, now I got the 1099s. I didn't intend to file. Is this the right thing to do?
You don't work.
Yes. I got a major delay in the audio. Sorry about that.
Hello.
Giving your first name, how you heard about me at law school, and your question.
Hello. Hi, I'm Donna. Can you hear me? Hi, I'm Donna. Can you hear me? Hello, I'm Donna.
Hi, I'm Donna. Can you hear me?
Yes, Donna. Please from the bar.
Hi, I'm Donna. Can you hear me?
Yes,
You can hear me now. Okay. Is this okay now? Okay. I think I just Googled it and ran across. I don't remember. Oh, no, it was on Stu Peters' show. Stu Peters. So my question is, I have not paid taxes in many years, and I owe back taxes, and they keep sending me nasty notes. So what do I do? And what do I do? Not yet, no. I already filed taxes this year.
I already filed taxes. Okay. Okay. No, thank you so much. I probably will contact you after this show or, you know, tomorrow. Hello?
We're going to go back to Concord Airport 317. Concord Airport 317. Do you have a question? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Hello? Yes, ma'am. I heard your first name. I heard about us. And then your question.
My name is Kyle. And my question is this. Okay, it's to zero. My name is Kyle, and I filed in 2020. I sold a lot of investments, and I had a lot of income for 2020. I filed that, and the amount was very, very significant. So I asked through my accountant to do a payment plan with the IRS. I found about you and your firm, and now I want to consider not filing for 2021, still on that payment plan. And my question is this, is that a problem if I do that, if the IRS lets me do that? And if they do I go ahead on that payment plan and then not file for 2021, or do I pay that in full? I can pay it in full. You probably want to know why I wouldn't, because I have found out about so much about our government that now I can't believe of the corruption, and I want to pay them the least amount possible over time, because I can't believe the corruption that I've been red pilled about. So what would you tell me to do?
So what would you tell me to do? First of all, how did you hear about Peter
Moskowitz, Kale? I heard about you through Stu Peterson. Stu Peterson.
First of all, how did you hear about Peter Moskowitz, Kale?
I heard about you through Stu Peterson.
Okay. All right. First of all, how did you hear about Peter Moskowitz, Kale?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. Hi, my name's Alan. I saw you on Red Pill University. It's Alan. I'm sorry. There's a lot of feedback coming in. My question is, and it's a little off topic from what you're doing on or going on with tonight. Hello, can you hear me? I'm sorry. There seems to be a connection problem. I'm sorry. The problem is, I was going to ask you about the definitions found within the Title 26 that you pointed out. There is a definition specifically of, well, I seem to have lost it. Over the terms including and includes within the section of the definitions, and it seems to imply that terms that aren't specifically mentioned within the definition are included when it talks about in sections like, you know, trade or business and such as, and so forth, right? Well, they did a good job. Just saying that it's stated differently is kind of what it means. I appreciate it. I guess my real concern was just that it could. I was calling just to see if it could be used as some sort of distract or gotcha type thing. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello? 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 Hello?